Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We are live worldwide on the award-winning CUTV News Radio, a service of CUTV News. It's a pleasure and honor to have you with us today. It is noon Eastern Daylight Time, and it is Wednesday, May 31st, 2017, at the time of this broadcast. This is part two of a continuing series with our very special guest, Anita Torres, known as the Passionista. According to executive coach and organizational consultant Anita Torres, she is somebody who is really, really talented and very passionate herself, and she is very skilled at what she does. And her mission is really transferring all that energy and passion and skill to her clients. She is self-described as the Passionista, as she is the founder of Passion Powered Consulting, based out of Mount Dora, Florida. You know, is this you sometimes? We talked about this on last week's show, but sometimes maybe you say to yourself, I love my job, but I hate where I work. Does this sound like you or maybe the people who work with you? Did you know that a recent Gallup poll found that 70% of the U.S. workforce is not engaged at work? And Anita says something is missing, but there is help to be found, and she really can help. What's missing, according to Anita, is passion. Torres says her clients improve performance by really developing masterful communication skills and embracing the qualities of courageous and caring leaders. She actually helps organizations change those engagement numbers. Her mission is to inspire and to guide leaders to communicate simply, to engage powerfully, and really be leaders worth following. Some questions to really think about is, you know, what is the culture of your organization and how is that culture currently being expressed? What kind of culture do you want to create? What is the impact you want? Anita Torres helps business owners, entrepreneurs, and CEOs to really foster organizational cultures that encourage passionate leaders with powerful communication. She says her name defines her purpose, training organizations to realize their right to extraordinary success. That's what drives her. Passionate leaders plus powerful communication plus productive teams equal profitable results. Those are the four P's that brings life and vitality to any business or organization who is committed to inspire, to engage, and to thrive. She was recently awarded her certification in conversational intelligence, developed by Judith E. Glaser. CIQ transforms corporate cultures from a fear-based paradigm to one of collaboration by coaching individuals on how to connect deeply through conversation. We're going to talk more about the four P's and how they apply and how she institutes those as well, and some of the great successes that she's had as well. But first, let's welcome back to CUTV News Radio Live our very special guest expert, Anita Torres. Anita, good afternoon. Thank you so very much for joining us once again on the show. Can't wait to continue our conversation on the air. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate being here with you and your listeners today. Absolutely excited to continue this conversation.
Oh, that is fantastic. Passion is what it's all about. I love the name Passionista. Playing, of course, we Fashionista, which we've always heard, but Passionista really intrigues me. For those who didn't hear the first show, perhaps, how do you define what a Passionista is?
Oh, wow. Well, a Passionista is somebody who lights up the room and energizes the people, inspires, gets them moving and shaking, and be ready to just rock the day with some powerful results. It's all about the energy you bring when you are connecting with another person or with a team. And we all feel it. We can all feel
That's
it
right.
when you have somebody coming into the room with, you know, very low energy. It's not very attractive. It's not very appealing. So anyone has the capacity to be a passionista or a passionisto.
That's right. So generally, then, it's a person that, like you said, lights up a room, sort of infuses energy in others,
mm-hmm.
maybe even inspires the bystanders to sort of roll up their sleeves and get involved. And it even can cause spontaneous smiles and laughter and sort of break the ice for everybody, and everybody feel on an equal playing field, more appreciated, and wanting to create a team spirit and work together, right?
Absolutely. It's all that is so simple, and it is the most underutilized skill that we use in our workplaces, is the power of a smile and a handshake and that warm greeting.
I love the fact that the name was given to you by one of your clients and it stuck. They started calling you the Passionista, and before you realized that it was actually a thing, you were introduced as Anita the Passionista at business events too, and even I guess 100% of workshop attendee surveys use the word passion or passionate. So you had decided to embrace it and incorporate it into your work. And I know you love your clients and you love your work and you love your life, but you don't want to be one of just the lucky few. You really desire for everybody to experience what a passionista is really, that life of passionista is like, right?
Absolutely. And it's something that at first I felt a little uncomfortable embracing when it started to just ripple. In my mind, I thought, how am I going to go to corporate offices or go to corporate events or speaking engagements and introduce myself as Anita the Passionista? Because we're just so programmed to think that this will not work for that environment. And well, one of my business coaches said to me, interview your clients and let them know this is how you're branding yourself and see how they feel. And when I did that, the response was, well, of course, that is you. That totally matches you. That's what I've always used to describe you without me even knowing it. So, and I really believe everyone, again, has the capacity to be that. We just have to get out of our own heads and out of our own way and shift a little in the way that we interact with others, especially when you are a leader of people. Only things happen through people.
Absolutely right. What I like, too, is even for yourself, you're a lifelong learner, which I know you encourage. So you jump at the chance to expand your knowledge. You've always been open to reflecting and applying what you've learned from all of life's experiences. And that can include your work in the corporate world, in telecommunications, advertising, insurance, finance industries. Whatever little things we have picked up along the way, we should use these different skill sets and use these different experiences and not shun them or put them aside, incorporate them all into our overall experiences and continue to expand our knowledge and have a thirst and passion for it all, right?
Exactly. And I'm proud to say I'm not alone in this mission to increase our engagement levels in our workplaces and in our lives. I'm proud to be among many that are on the same path to increasing those numbers.
Absolutely.
And yet, one of the reasons I created my 4-piece framework is because we need more passionate leadership in the world, globally and in the U.S. We need more passionate leaders. And how I define that is to inspire authentic leadership among people. I mentioned last session to really be real with others. You know, being a passionate leader is about a willingness to collaborate, to demonstrate caring, candor, and courage, to be driven by what I call positive ego, which
yeah,
I lovingly term as excellence gained with others. Ego means self.
That's
it doesn't always have to be the negative perception of ego where someone is full of him or herself. So
there's a lot of that going around these days.
Oh, yes. And we won't go there too far. But
in all
we certainly want, exactly.
Yeah.
Positive ego energy is what we need. So let me ask you, Jim, where do you think passionate leadership begins?
I would think that, well, somebody like me, I have come to realize in my own life, and I've heard it from many people, that I am passionate, I am enthusiastic. However, I feed off the energy of a lot of other people as well. So I love team experiences. I love communal events. I really enjoy being in the movie theater when we're all watching the same movie and feeling the same feeling at the same time, and it's all relatable. So I think for myself, the passion comes from within. I think sometimes you can go through life maybe suppressing it or sort of monitoring it, maybe because of, you know, the situation you're in or wherever you may be or what you've learned or what you've been taught or told. But I think it starts from within. And
absolutely.
But sometimes people need to be able to recognize it and tap into it and not suppress it or, like you said in the beginning when you were told that you were a passionista, at first you were a little like, I'm not so sure about that. But then you realized when you embrace it, you really are one, and it's a good thing, and it's a positive thing, and it can touch the lives positively of others. But first, you had to recognize it from within. So I guess from within first, would that be right?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head again, because it does begin with knowing yourself and really going into that journey of discovering who you are as a person, not just a leader of people, but also to be willing to lead from your heart and knowing your own emotional triggers that can set them off. So you're absolutely right. That's where it begins. And that is the power of being able, that gives you the power of amazing decision-making and managing emotional reactions successfully, and then being able to connect with others, particularly your team, in a very authentic and real way. So, yes, that's where it begins. And just to give you an example, one of my clients that I've worked with had, let me just describe him as a real introvert.
Yeah,
where
sure.
I think you and I could be described without taking any personality tests as extroverts, because like you said, we thrive on the energy of others as well. Well, this particular client is very quiet and often misunderstood by others because of not connecting quickly with others. And when we talked about this very question about what will it take for him to become a passionate leader, and we looked at strategies for him to consider looking within and really understanding himself, because like I said last week, we all want better relationships with others in our lives, in our families, in our spouses, but we very rarely stop to consider what is the relationship I want to have with myself. It starts there. So this client was willing to try out a strategy. And it's a very simple strategy. I think the simple strategies are, for me, the most effective that I found with my clients. And it starts with being willing to sit with yourself. I actually use the word success as the acronym for this strategy. So he was willing to sit and commit to just 5 minutes per day at whatever time worked for him, to just sit in silence. Now, I prefer morning, but he was able to find a time that works best for him. But it meant no distractions, no radio, no TV, no devices. And even when you have a busy schedule, it's about committing to just those 5 minutes. And oftentimes what works best is right before you get into the office, and spend those few minutes to just go within and start noticing. The key is to just notice where are you, not physically, but where are you emotionally? What are you present to? How do you want to set your day? What intention do you want to create for your day? The more attention that we give to our intention becomes powerful. And that was a very simple, simple strategy that was absolutely a big success for my client. Never even considering that before, but started to see the power of just spending those 5 minutes. And then over time, those 5 minutes went into 10 minutes and then 20 minutes. And that really was a big difference. It helped him open up and change the perception with some of the relationships in the team, that while he is an introvert, there's still that genuine person there.
That is fantastic. That is
yes.
Great success, and you've been able to bring them out, right, exactly. And then with the comfortability that was created there, then they were able to express themselves and apply that to not only their work environment, but really every aspect of their lives, which I think is terrific. It translates into all the relationships that they have going on in their lives. What I really like, too, with the work that you do, Anita, is that, you know, sometimes you may be on site working with a leadership team or at an off-site training session, or you can even use the virtual web for meetings and use those tools to connect with your clients too, right? So you can be on location, or you
yes.
can be off-site, or you can be going, you know, online through Skype and other methods to connect with your clients too, right? Now with
absolutely.
Technology.
Absolutely. Those are all the ways that we can connect. Absolutely. And that really works well, especially virtually, which
yeah.
is a
yeah.
real simple, easy setup. I prefer
Absolutely.
To use the Zoom tool for that, which is really great for seeing. It's the next best thing to being there,
right?
Which is the virtual tools.
Absolutely. Well, I want to let the audience know, too, that this is something that you've been working towards a good part of your life. You've got a Bachelor of Arts from Marymount Manhattan College in New York City, Master's in Science and Instructional Systems from Florida State University, Certified Conversational Intelligence Coach, Certified Professional in Learning and Performance, American Society for Training and Development, Certified Associate in Emotional Intelligence Coaching Assessments at 6 Seconds EQ Organization, Certified Facilitator for the Passion Test by Enlightened Alliances, also graduate of the Curriculum for Living at Landmark Education Corporation. So this is something you've been doing, and you also love dancing, watching movies, reading educational, inspirational books, spending time with family and friends, all around. Of course, your beautiful daughters, your partner, full, complete experience. So you've been able to really share passion in all aspects of your life, which, again, people love that energy when they see that. They love to see success and passion and that's very attractive to people, and they want to be a part of that, right? They want to learn. They want to see how they can do it themselves.
Yes, that's it. That's what it's about. And those who are willing and courageous enough to explore that with themselves have the most success.
Mm-hmm.
It takes
that's
a willingness
right.
to look within and put some discipline and practice into establishing the steps of the four P's. We went over the passion leadership one. And then the next thing is powerful communication. How do we relate to others? Through words. And that's words create worlds, which is the most important thing to remember when we are trying to relate with others. In fact, research shows that 9 out of 10 conversations miss the mark. And when we connect with others through conversations, sometimes they trigger us to either shut down or open up.
Right, exactly.
And what we want most is
to
be with people that are willing to let us open up.
Right, and I would imagine, too, I'm not sure you would agree, that sometimes we're so convinced with wanting to get our point across and to be heard, we're not listening to the other person, and we're not absorbing their viewpoint and looking at their perspective. And sometimes we now, more than ever, sometimes only want to be around people who think like us and agree with us, and we shut out other viewpoints and other perspectives and other visions, which can be detrimental, right?
Absolutely. That causes others to have protective habits that cause the conversation to break down, and we create assumptions, or we create broken relationships, or lack of productivity in the team. So yeah, all that results in us not being willing to take those steps back and be present when you're listening, really connecting to listen, or listening to connect with the person. And there's a strategy that I find most people gravitate to in the framework of conversational intelligence. We have conversational essentials, but one of them is so powerful, and I want to share that with you. It uses the metaphor of the computer mouse. And we call double-clicking. So what do we do on the computer when we double-click? We're either opening up a folder, opening up a file, maybe another folder. We're just digging deeper when we're double-clicking on our computers, correct?
That's right.
Absolutely. So in conversations, the same metaphor applies. When we are listening and we're hearing the content and also capturing the feeling of the message, the most important skill is to double-click and ask another question to better understand how others are seeing their view, to gain more understanding about their perspective or their beliefs or their point of view. It's a very powerful strategy that allows us to go deeper, dive deeper into the way that they're thinking versus what most of the times happens when we're busy, is that we just listen and think we understand what they're saying and just move on without stopping to maybe ask a deeper question, get clarification, and be able to summarize the conversation.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And listening is really important, and being open to different perspectives is very important too. I love that. How do you define conversational intelligence? Is that what it is we were just saying now? I love that expression, conversational intelligence.
Conversational intelligence is the framework designed by Judith E. Glaser. And there are about 300 coaches worldwide now that have been certified to use her tools and assessments and concepts and skills to help people be masterful communicators, especially when you're in a leadership role. But it works in any area of life. But to define conversational intelligence means it's a hardwired ability that we have to connect, navigate, and grow with others. It's a set of strategies that helps us see how we are so quick to either shut people down or open them up. And it's based on neuroscience research as well, on how our brain works and how our brain processes information through the way we communicate. It's amazing.
It really sounds fascinating. So we have people listening to the show across the country, across the globe right now, and they're saying, okay, well, you know, my mission is to make sure all the phones are answered and the inbox is empty at the end of the day, and to get the daily tasks done and to keep things moving. How does all of this apply to me and to my staff and to my life? So they contact Anita Torres by going to the website, PassionPoweredLeadership.com. Again, that's PassionPoweredLeadership.com. And what happens from there? They're a potential new client. They want to chat with you. They want to learn more about what you do and about the four P's and how you apply all of this method. Take us through those first initial steps of when they contact you and what happens with you and them from there.
Okay, great. It all starts with a conversation. So when they contact me through the website on my contact page or email me directly at anita@passionpoweredleadership.com, we'll schedule a discovery session. We'll just have a conversation about what is their challenge, what opportunities do they see for themselves in improvement. We will talk about what time commitment they're willing to make to this challenge that they are experiencing in the workplace. And then we'll set up the second phase would be for us to set up a coaching engagement and then go into the phase of investigation, like really go into the organization and work with the client to identify what's going to work best for their environment to meet those goals, those performance goals. And then we'll talk about how we can best evaluate the success of the coaching program or the training program, whatever the solution is that's going to work best for them. And then we come to we start implementation and start measuring the results of the program. One of the I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but the other metaphors that I use for the process is wearing three hats. First, we come in as detectives. The discovery session, it starts with the discovery session, but then we come in as detectives to investigate what's the root cause of the performance problem. Look at some data, talk about what is the culture that they want to have in the company, where's the gap between what's happening now and where their desired state is, they want to be. And then wear the doctor hat, you know, start looking at treatment plans and prognosis and come up with solutions that will help meet that need. And then the third hat is diplomat. I'll be the change agent and help working with the client to partner in making those changes real.
And leading to great success and fulfillment and satisfaction. And again, as you mentioned, putting together those four P's, which are an essential part of your ingredient, passionate leaders plus powerful communication plus productive teams equal profitable results, those four P's that really bring life and vitality to any business, organization, helping to, bottom line, inspire, engage, and thrive. Folks, for more information, we do invite you to connect with our very special guest, executive coach and organizational consultant, and always educating the public, Anita Torres, the Passionista. Go to her website. Again, as we mentioned, it is filled with great resources. I was checking it out all week long. It is PassionPoweredLeadership.com. Anita, thanks for joining us on the show today. We hope we get a chance to chat with you some more. It's such a fabulous subject, and I know you're very passionate about it. And thanks for sharing all the information with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It was a real pleasure, and hope we chat with you again soon. Take care now.
Looking
and enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Okay,
you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now. And thank you for joining us as well. I'm Jim Masters, CUTV News and CUTV News Radio. Don't forget you can listen to the archives on our website as well as on iTunes and Stitcher. For all of us here at the CUTV News Radio team, thank you again for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon right here live with great broadcasts every day on CUTV News Radio. Have a terrific day.